Now we come to the 34th chapter of Isaiah. If you have your Bible, you'll want to turn there. And we are coming to an end here in this section, the first major division of Isaiah. This major division is government of God. Judgment has been the theme all the way through. That's going to change now shortly. And we're coming to the end of this particular section where we've looked at six woes. And there's been a progression in this matter of prophecy. We saw a local situation into which Isaiah spoke. And then he moved out into that broader area as he looked down through the centuries to a time of judgment that was coming again. And those things that were immediately happening were merely a little figure of that which is to come. A period of judgment that the Lord Jesus Christ labeled a great tribulation period. And then beyond that, the coming of the King. We've seen that. The King is coming. But today, we're not looking for the King, actually. We're looking for our Savior. We're looking for that blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. After he takes the church out, the world will go through this time of trouble that he labeled a great tribulation. And then at the end of that, the King is coming. We've seen that. And now we see before he comes, and that which will end, the war of Armageddon. Now this chapter, as we said last time, is in contradiction to the philosophy of this world. You see, man looks to the future as a time when he will so improve the world by his own efforts that he's going to build a utopia. He's going to bring in a millennium. He may call it something else. Man will be capable of lifting himself by his bootstraps, and that's the thinking today. The very basic philosophy of evolution. And by the way, evolution is a philosophy and not a science by any means, because there's a difference of opinion about science relative to what happened here a million years ago. The whole philosophy is, though, that there's going to be improvement as we go along. It's onward and upward forever. Our day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. That's the picture. Man has woven that into the fabric of life, that everything that you look at, and I don't care what it is that you look at, you can look at rug making. You go back and see how they used to do it, how they're doing it today. It's great improvement, and what it's going to be in the future. They'll have the perfect rug in the future. Of course, they may be able to attain to that Persian rug where you sit on it and take off. And it has everything on it but a steering wheel. I don't know where it'd take you, but man's on the way. And he believes that we're moving into something great and good. And the interesting thing is that the Word of God looks forward to a day that's coming. Call it the millennium. It's going to be a better day. But it's not the consummation of man's efforts. It's rather the kingdom that comes through God's power and glory. And before the kingdom is established, everything that man has built apart from God is coming under a frightful judgment. All of man's work is contrary to God, and it must come into a final conflict. Now, that final conflict is labeled in the last book of the Bible as the, actually not Battle of Armageddon, but the War of Armageddon. And the sin of man will finally be headed up by the man of sin that will attempt to bring in a kingdom himself, and that kingdom is the great tribulation period. And it can only be ended by the coming of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom. And this chapter here, therefore, looks entirely to the future. The Assyrian has disappeared. Dalich has this statement, which I think is quite accurate. He says, we feel that we're carried away from the stage of history and are transported into the midst of the last things. And these chapters are the last steps whereby our prophet rises to the height at which he soars finally, when we come in chapters 40 to the end, after the fall of Assyria, and when darkness began to gather on the horizon again, Isaiah broke away from his own times. The end of all things became more and more his home. It was the revelation of the mystery of the incarnation of God for which all this was to prepare the way. This is tremendous. Now we come here, the indignation of the Lord poured out on all nations. That's in the first four verses. And then we are going to see Idumea, the target and figure of all God's enemies. And then the intention of the Lord. That is, it's the intention of the Lord that the day of the Lord's vengeance is coming.